right, it's time to jump the tours here on Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day, today being the 31st of January. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1208, the Battle of Lena took place between King Sverker II of Sweden and his rival Prince Eric. Little is known about the circumstances of the battle itself, but despite being supposedly armed with a much smaller force of peasant fighters, while King Sverker had professional soldiers and knights, Eric scored an absolutely crushing victory of what it said no more than 55 of Sverker's men, of a force of 12 to 18,000, survived. Prince Eric's victory saw him ascend to the throne as King Eric X of Sweden, and while Sverker survived and attempted to return with a second army, he was killed at the later Battle of Gestelren. Today's date in 1504, the Treaty of Lyon ended the Italian War, confirming French domination of northern Italy, while Spain received the Kingdom of Naples. Following the gunpowder plot, remember the 5th of November, today's date in 1606, four of the conspirators, including the most famous member Guy Fawkes, were executed for treason by hanging, drawing and quartering. 1747, the first venereal diseases clinic opened at London Lock Hospital on January 31st. There was much applause at the opening. There was much of the clap. The Holy Dollar, holy as in H-O-L-E-Y, not as in sacred, and dump went into circulation as currency on Prince Edward Island and here in New South Wales on today's date in 1814. The coins were created by punching out the middle of a Spanish dollar. The donut-shaped coin was the holy dollar, and the middle was the dump. One of the first coins struck in Australia to make up for the shortfall of available money. They were used up until 1829, but are now extremely rare, with even ones in poor condition considered very valuable. 1865, during the American Civil War, Confederate General Robert E. Lee became General-in-Chief. As part of World War I, 1915, Germany was the first country to make large-scale use of poison gas in warfare in the Battle of Bolomile against Russia. US President Harry S. Truman announced a program to develop the hydrogen bomb on today's date in 1950. 1961, Ham the Astro Chimp, a chimpanzee, the first hominid launched into space, was launched as part of the US space program's Project Mercury. His flight was 16 minutes and 39 seconds long, and unlike most of these animals, he touched back down safely with nothing more than a bruised nose and went on to live a full and happy life. Although personally, I hate chimpanzees and would be perfectly content to shoot them all into space forever. In 1968, Nauru declared independence from Australia on January 31st. 2003, six people died in the waterfall train disaster here in New South Wales. And finally in 2012, today's date, the Toyota Corolla became known as the best-selling car of all time, selling over 37.5 million units. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Early Australian Governor Lachlan Macquarie, got a lot named after him, including this university I'm broadcasting from. Born 1762, the first black baseball player to trailblaze the major leagues, Jackie Robinson, born 1919, Carol Channing, 1921, Portia de Rossi is 47 this morning, and Jackie O of Kyle and Jackie O fame is 45 today. And some famous musos, Jeff Hanneman, Slayer, born 1964. Harry Wayne Casey, KC and the Sunshine Band, is 69 today. We were hearing one from them, Give It Up. Going out on someone different today, though. Adrian Vandenberg of Whitesnake is 66. Jason Cooper, drummer for The Cure, 53. Fat Mike, NoFX, also 53. Justin Timberlake is 39. And Marcus Mumford, Mumford and Sons, is 33. We're going out on this one this morning. The This track going out to John Lydon, Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols. 64 this morning. Sex Pistols, progenitors of the punk rock movement in the UK, and by extension, one of the most influential musical acts of all time. All four original members and Sid Vicious inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, but they refused to attend the ceremony, calling the museum a piss stain. Hanging on one from them, Holidays in the Sun, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.